perform muraqabah, meditation, focus towards your heart, pay attention towards your heart, and through the means, intermediary of all the Khwaja Sheikhs of the Naqshbandi order, due to the intermediary and their means and their connection and association, do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of His tajalliyat, His magnificence, His safat, His qualities, attributes, that He allows them to appear alight via the connection and association of these Khwaja Sheikhs of the Naqshbandi order, and Allah allows that to come and appear and alight onto our lataif spiritual points, lessons, and alongside this with du'as, with supplication, you should assume and think that all our lataif, our spiritual points and lessons, due to all the mashayikh ikram, the honorable sheikhs, just like mirrors, the, our spiritual points are connected like mirrors to the sheikhs. And this is the tariqah, the method of the Naqshbandi order, that prior to muraqabah, meditation, first we do isal and send all the reward to our pious predecessors, convey the rewards. And on the night of Jum'ah, on the day of Thursday, our mashayikh, our silsila, Naqshbandi order, for dhikr, this is a selected day prior to Jum'ah, which on this day, collectively in all places, there are great majalis, great gatherings, and great dhikr takes place. From Fajr on Thursday onwards until night, because after that is the night of Jum'ah. So there are blessings of the night of Jum'ah. So for that reason, from Fajr on Thursday onwards, during the day of Thursday, this is the day of blessings and barakat. It starts during this day. And so with special attention, special focus, dhikr is performed during this day and evening. And every khanqah on this day, especially a collective gathering majalis, which are great majalis, big majalis, and they are established. And in our silsila also, Naqshbandi order, Hazrat Sahib, my Shaykh Qudsi Sirrah, when he was present, his extreme holiness, and when this fakir student used to be present, then on the night of Jummah, Thursday night, in the khanqah of Dera Ghazi Khan, the majlis and collective dhikr would take place in those days, all lifelong, in that same khanqah of Dera Ghazi Khan, I spent my time, and Hazrat Sahib's fares and blessings I attained in that same place. And Gadai Sharif, I didn't used to go there, which was Hazrat Sahib's village, because Hazrat Sahib, since when I met him, my Sheikh, Hazrat Sahib would be present in Dera Ghazi Khan. And in that same location, Hazrat Sahib established his khanqah, he made the khanqah. And so very few people, I think, you know Hazrat Sahib with this connection. But for me, the khanqah of Dera Ghazi Khan was the greatest and best khanqah. And even today, when I sit in dhikr, then I assume and envision Hazrat Sahib in that same place. So the gathering of Thursday night, the night of Jummah, we used to take place in Gadai Sharif after Jummah, on the day of Jummah. But the rest of the gatherings, majalis, would be in the khanqah of Dera Ghazi Khan. So from Thursday night, a big gathering would form from far and wide. People would come to attend. But there must have been a special barakat blessing that the pious predecessors know about this night. So the tariqah, the method, whatever I saw and heard, I present in your service of you colleagues. Because this is the branch of the same silsila. It's the same order, alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala has also sent and created such darwish and students here. You are sat in all our khankas, alhamdulillah, praise Buddha. Right now, there'll be people gathered and they'll be included in dhikr with us, the women folk, the men folk, the sisters, the brothers, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. So this is the silsila order of our pious predecessors that will continue until Qiyamah. And the most significant, you could say, means to be saved from the fitnas, the evils and challenges of Dajjal, which will be the dhikr of Allah. And this collective majalis dhikr of gatherings in the Naqshbandi order, this will be the means. So in Dajjali fitnas, the evils of Dajjal, what happens? People's certainty and iman weakens, their belief weakens. This is the biggest sign of the fitnas of Dajjal, which is mentioned in a hadith. that an individual present himself as a person of iman, faith, but inside him the wasawis, the evil temptations and suggestions of shaitan will be so strong, and shaitan will attack him in such a way that his iman will result in being very weak, extremely weak. So to strengthen iman, to strengthen faith, the tariqah, the method, remember this, is the collective gatherings of dhikr, the majalis of dhikr. And especially because this is the last silsila to come, the Naqshbandi order, we do not consider any other order, tariqah, lesser, nor are they lesser, but in the final era's days, Allah Ta'ala has apportioned and given this silsila, the Naqshbandi order, which a person attains, fares quickly if he's a Naqshbandi student. So alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, Allah Ta'ala has given this to us, He's given us this connection, this association, and we get collective majalis, gathering of dhikr. So now to save our iman is our compulsory on us. Yes, you can listen to speeches and lectures of the honorable scholars, but if you want to practically save your belief and iman, then this is the method. Whether your heart feels like it or not, whether you feel like it or not, whether your mind feels like it or not, but if your iman is extremely weak, even then do not reject and discard the gatherings of Allah's dhikr. And then inshallah, if you attend, then the death with iman, you will attain the guarantee that with Allah's fadl and grace, you will depart this world with iman. And further, the place, there's no specific place that you need to apportion or assign, but that every place becomes holy and sacred, that every location becomes adheem and great, on that place where a person's iman is being protected, that is a great place. Even if that place is in any country or region of the world and on any soil. But save yourself from arguments, doubts, and debates. Wherever your heart attains peace and sakina with the dhikr of Allah, stick yourself to that place, because to depart this world without iman, remember, is a very big, very disastrous consequence. You cannot understand the consequence of this that Allah mentions in the Quran, that that individual leaves this world without faith, iman, his situation is very destructive. We cannot understand that now. We cannot. But practically, when that situation comes in front of us, it will be a very bad situation. So try your hardest, utmost, maximum effort, that our iman, our belief, that with every sun that rises, every new day, that the Dajjali fitnas have arrived and a person is weak, gets weaker, and weird and strange fitnas appear in the world. Weird and strange circumstances are appearing all around us. In our surrounds environment, we see a weird circumstances, strange, shocking. And when a person, for example, is affected, these circumstances of fitnas don't affect the economy or society. Rather, the biggest impact is on the individual's iman and his faith. And iman starts to diminish and disappear. So save yourself, save your children, and save your women folk and our sisters. This is a big and massive message I'm giving to you in this day and age, in this era. This is not a tradition or culture doing dhikr. Rather, it's a great shelter and protection Allah has given to us in the form of dhikrullah, remembrance of Allah. So, with this shade, come, do a lot of dhikr of Allah, keep your connection, association with a sheikh, with a teacher, strengthen that connection, strengthen that association. And with regards to this connection, doesn't matter how much a person gets temptations and wicked thoughts of shayateen, waswasas, doesn't matter. This is the great silsila, great order, and the best order is the Naqshbandi order. Great order. So consider yourself most fortunate, extremely lucky as an individual that we have attained this silsila, this order, and this connection, if we've attained it. And such a confirmed, authentic silsila this order is. There's no element of doubt in this order, the Naqshbandi order. And if you look at the chain of the sheikhs in our shajara, tree of sheikhs, then such great personalities and walis of Allah, you will see their names in the list of our order. So this is all part of muraqabah, meditation, that I'm explaining to you. And with this, the student attains faiz, blessings. The main point is faiz, blessings. Remember this. So if you want to attain faiz, favors, bounties, and blessings during muraqabah, our pious predecessors have explained this to us. Maybe these things, they obviously saw these experiences, observations, Allah Ta'ala gave them these insights and visions so that they could teach such people like us and other people. So such people like us were incapable. When we attain these learnings, then we practice on those learnings, because these are the experiences, observations and the insights of our pious predecessors. And the biggest learning is Hazrat Mujaddad Al-Afthani, who is the Shaykh in our silsila. He gave us these observations. His kashf, mukashfat, his observations, experiences were unique, and everyone accepted them. The whole silsila, he explained and taught the Naqshbandi order with his kashf, with his experiences and visions, insights. One position, one point, he said that during the dhikr after Fajr Salah, he explained the clear conditions of that time, how the angels descend, how they attend the gathering. He said how I saw them, how from the latifa qalb, the lesson of the heart, a person, he travels and goes up to the heavens, and every latifa spiritual point is connected to a Nabi, a prophet. And you see a human being obviously sitting doing dhikr, but in reality when an individual of this silsila student does dhikr in that tariqah, then he travels through those muqamat, those levels. Don't consider this a minor action, it's a massive action, muraqabah, meditation. We're not giving no sacrifice that we're sitting here, we leave home for a short while and we come here, my brothers, when the eyes will open. Because at the moment the eyes are closed, at the time of death, after death, when the eyes open, at that time you'll realize what a great treasure that we had of muraqabah, dhikr. So, to leave our home for a short while, to come to the masjid, and we used to sit for a short while doing dhikr of Allah. So in maraqabah, have this yaqeen, certainty, conviction, and attain the fares. Because all of success is based on fares, the bounties, the blessings. So for fares, for blessings, for favors, the most significant thing is your thinking, your aqidah, your belief with the honorable shaykhs and our silsila, because fares comes from them. Due to the intermediary, due to their association, connection. That's why Khatam Khwajgan, dhikr we do in this way. You're given the a spark to the students so that you can attain maximum fares and blessings. And so close your eyes, focus towards your heart, pay attention towards your heart. Thinking will come, emotions will come, thoughts will come, they will continue to come. Keep moving your thoughts and attention away from your thoughts and focus on your heart and Allah's tajalliyat, His brilliance, His splendor, His magnificence. Wait for it, await for it. Inshallah, you will see that inside, within all your lataif, the light will start to spread and magnify. Every maraqabah, meditation sitting, gives different emotions and feelings and darajat. In other words, the maraqabah you'll do today, the rank and the status you'll attain today, it will elevate you. And in the evening when you sit in this majlis again, then you will get a higher grade and status. You will graduate with that. Always muraqabah elevates a person, increases a person, and takes him to the uruj, to the heights. So now, with regards to this point, I can't go and explain to you too much detail right now. But a person, the student, through muraqabah and dhikr, he goes up and up, he increases in his rank and status. So this is a great ni'mah, favor of Allah. So dhikr and muraqabah, consider it as a great treasure of Allah. Close your eyes, focus towards your heart and your thoughts, empty them from your heart, your thoughts and waswasas, and with full attention, full focus, that our honorable mashaykh, shaykhs in our silsila, all the lataif are connected to our lataif, and from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, via Imamul Anbiya, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from his blessed heart, through all of the mashaykh, honorable mashaykh in our silsila, it comes through them, to our heart, Allah ta'ala is allowing it to appear and alight. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.